This weekend, Creative Arts Guild in Dalton holds its annual Festival of Fine Arts and Crafts. At a safe distance, of course. The festival starts Friday and runs through Sunday on the Guild's campus. Amanda Brown is the Guild's Executive Director. Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this year's festival.
We are gearing up for our 57th annual Festival of Fine Arts and Crafts here at the Creative Arts Guild. And we are planning an in-person event, and we've worked very closely with the health department and our community health partners to plan an event that we think is safe and appropriate for this time of COVID. But for anyone who feels, we know everyone is at different comfort levels, not comfortable coming to an in-person event, we are also simultaneously hosting a complete virtual event on our website through a virtual hub this weekend.
Tell us more about what's on display.
If you come in person to the Creative Arts Guild at 520 West Wall Street here in our facility, we have an indoor patron exhibit, which is housing regional artists through a gallery exhibit with pieces on display and for sale here. That's the inside of the building, and that's the only part that is inside, and we're monitoring the people coming in. We have 10,000 square feet, and we're only letting 45 people in our building at a time. So we'll watch that closely at the door, and masks are required. We're going to do temperature checks and all of that. That's the indoor. The rest of everything we're doing is outdoors this year. And we have an outdoor artist market, again, featuring regional artists that they each have their own booth selling their work. We have live music performances and multicultural performances that kind of highlight different cultures around the globe, which pairs well with our Children's Hill area, which offers experiences from 7 different countries. You go and learn about arts and culture there. And for the crafts, you pick up a craft kit and you go home and go to our virtual hub on the website and you follow the directions on a video to do your craft at home to learn about the different countries.
And we should talk about the Taste of Dalton.
The Taste of Dalton kicks off our weekend on Friday night at 7 o'clock, and that is a ticketed event. And those tickets are $55 a person and available on our website at creativeartsguild.org. And those on Friday, we're hosting area restaurants that are each providing a tasting. And we have a very special celebration this year, as this year marks the 10th anniversary of our Robert T. Webb Sculpture Garden. So a big highlight for this year's festival only is that Friday night, we are unveiling a large collection of new works for the first time to the public. And we have just placed them, a lot of them, just this week in the garden. So this is a celebration we were hopeful to have in April, but we are happy to fold into our festival weekend. So that's Friday night, and that kicks it off, and you get the first sneak peek at all the art, first purchase option. And then everything else is free and open to the public on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5.
How much of the art on display has been inspired by life under COVID-19?
Every time an artist dropped off work to be included in our indoor sculpture or indoor patron exhibit, we did artist interviews this year and we asked that very question. So it's interesting how artists, if the work itself wasn't inspired by COVID, definitely this time of kind of retreat and a time that's been focused on their work, maybe not so much on selling a whole lot because festivals weren't happening. I mean, for a lot of people, this is the first festival they've done since COVID, but maybe they changed their technique. Maybe it's not the content of the work so much as just a process. The freedom of having a little more time to process instead of just producing work to sell opened way to maybe some new creative material that they're producing. So if you're interested in hearing a little bit more from the artists themselves, all of that information is going to be on the virtual hub, and each artist that's in our indoor exhibit has an interview that they answer that question.
How are you folks operating at this time? These past 6 months have been so difficult for so many nonprofits, so many arts organizations all across Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
We certainly fall into that category. This has been the largest challenge that we have faced in quite some time and possibly ever. We're in the business of gathering people together for celebration around arts and culture. And when we can't gather, that certainly puts an effect on all of our programming, from the teaching to the event. So we have launched a COVID relief campaign to kind of help target the financial side of that and the emotional side of that. So that information is on our website too. But then there's an emotional side of that as well, which is we're kind of gearing people back up to come and gather again and learn how to do this safely, because we, you know, as people naturally want to gather and share in community. So we're trying to demonstrate how to do that, and we're trying to be smart about that so that we can do it safely for a long time. But for us, certainly hosting festival is a turn back towards normalcy that we are craving.
And where can people go online for more information?
CreativeArtsGuild.org.
All right, Amanda, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it.